Yeah.
Anyway, if you have your Bibles, I love preaching on Christmas messages. And it seems like each year I'll preach at least probably a couple weeks on Christmas messages. And I'm not guaranteeing that from here on out will be Christmas. I don't know. But I did feel this on my heart. I've alliterated on these topics multiple times. I've brought this in several times through Christmas messages that I've preached, but I've never zeroed in on this particular topic on its entirety. And I believe by the time we leave today, we will believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The book of Galatians, if you have your Bibles, while you're turning there, chapter 4, verse number 6, I do want to read. You don't have to turn to this one, but I do want to read from Isaiah. You can turn there later and look at it. I'm going to get you one verse before we read Galatians, Isaiah 7 and 14 in the Old Testament. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign, and behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Praise God. Amen. God, meaning God with us. Hallelujah. So Galatians here today, you think, well, this is a quite odd place to give a Christmas message. It's a good place. Amen. Galatians chapter number 4, verse number 6. Praise God. The Bible reads like this. And because ye are sons of God, hath he sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, amen, when ye know not God, ye did service unto him by, amen, which by nature are no gods. Amen. If the Lord would help us today, I'm going to preach on why the virgin birth. Amen. Why the virgin birth. Christmas is a time to celebrate the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world. Amen. And one of the issues that we must confront seems like every single year around Christmas time is the very nature of Christ himself. Amen. I believe he is the Son of God. Amen. I believe the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Right. Hallelujah. We claim that he is the only way for salvation. Amen. He is the only way of salvation for all people into the entire world. Sister Dottie didn't know what I was preaching on. I tell you, we are not little gods within ourselves. No. And within ourselves, there's no way for us to get to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God sent forth his son, the Bible says, made of a woman. Amen. Praise God. Made under the law. Amen. Did you notice that middle section? God sent forth his son. Amen. Made of a woman. Praise God. Amen. There is no mention of a man in that verse, and many others in the Bible make the claim that Jesus was born of a virgin. And he came into this world without the involvement whatsoever of an earthly father.
Right.
The Bible claims that Jesus is the product, amen, of a virgin birth. Amen. How did this happen, Brother Jason? I'm going to get into it in my message as we go along. But we all know what Luke chapter number 1 said. Amen. That when Mary was conversing with the angel, how shall these things be? Seeing that I know not a man. And he said, and the Holy Ghost shall come upon you.
Hallelujah.
It was a supernatural birth. Amen. Praise God. Which typifies the very birth of the Christian. Amen. Did you know that when you get saved, it's a supernatural birth? Amen.
Glory. Thank God.
Hallelujah. Nicodemus, that when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, he told him he must be born again. Remember that?
Yeah.
Nicodemus said, Lord, how must I be born again? How can I enter back into my mother's womb? And Jesus said, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a spiritual birth. Amen. I'm talking about being born of the Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I'm about to feel the Lord right now. Red Book Magazine took a poll of students in a Protestant seminaries, and they found that 56 percent of Protestant seminaries studying for the ministry rejected the idea of the virgin birth. Amen. The Survey Research Center of the University of California at Berkeley polled denominations to get their view of the virgin birth. 69% of the American Baptists believe in the virgin birth. 66% of Lutherans believe in the virgin birth. 21% of Congregationalists believe in the virgin birth. Amen. Thank God. Robert Schuller of the Crystal Cathedral said, "I should not in print nor in public deny the virgin birth of Jesus Christ." Amen. Thank God. And I come to proclaim to you, I would not in print nor in speech deny the very virgin birth of the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Dr. John MacArthur, some of you are familiar with him, quotes Dr. Wolver, amen, the former president of Dallas Theological Seminary, who said that the incarnation of Jesus Christ is the central fact of Christianity. Amen. Yeah. And upon the whole superstructure of the Christian theology depends upon the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. All amen. Right. Wolver stresses that the truth that the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus is a foundational, non-negotiable doctrine of Christianity. Amen. Hey God, and I come to proclaim to you today that if Jesus was not born, amen, through and by the virgin birth, then everything that we believe and stand upon today is in vain. Yeah. Amen. I come to cry out, amen, and to a world that denies the very existence of the Messiah, much less the virgin birth of the Messiah, that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. Right. Amen. Yeah. King of Kings. Hallelujah. Yeah. I got three simple points, and by the time I'm done, it will refute anything that goes against, amen, the virgin birth of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. My first point is the reality of the virgin birth. Amen. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That's in Galatians 4 and verse number 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, yet made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you know that babies can be born? Amen. And very, very special birth. Isaac's birth was a special birth. Amen. God promised Abraham, "I'm going to give you a son." Hallelujah. And in that son, he shall bear the seed. Great God. He said, "And in that seed, my blessings will come." That's when God was promising Israel. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Isaac's birth was a very special birth. Samson's birth was a very special birth. Oh, yeah. When he spoke to Manoah, amen, and his wife, and said, "Inside of thy womb, amen, is a special child. He's going to be a Nazarite." From his birth, it was a very special birth. Amen. Samuel was a special birth. Remember Samuel?
Right.
Hannah was in the temple crying. Amen. She was bearing. She could not bear a child. Yeah. Amen. And God spoke and said, "I'm going to give you a son. And that son is going to be used in my work." Amen. And Samuel, praise God, came to existence. John the Baptist's birth was a very special birth.
Yes.
Amen. Can you remember? Amen. When John's mother was in the presence of Mary, and Mary told John's mother, amen, that she was with child. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said that John leaped in his mother's womb. I'm about to feel like preaching. Come glory on. To God. Amen. These births were all very, very special. Amen. While they were very special and they were very amazing, they were also very commonplace. Every child, every one of you, every child that's ever been born from the start, amen, until this very day, there's been babies born in this city today. Amen. There's been babies born around the world today. And every one of them babies were born just like you and I were. Amen. The seed, great God, of a mother and of a father. Amen. Of an earthly father. But oh, this baby, I'm preaching to you today. Amen. Oh, yeah. It was very strong. strange in the book of Galatians that said that when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son made of a woman. Glory to God. You knew the genealogy. You knew the studies. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation. And they always tell, amen, the genealogy of the Father. Amen.
Yeah, right.
They always tell, amen, where that child came from, but by his father. Amen. But God said, this child don't have no earthly father. He's going to come through the seed of a woman. Amen. This is a very strange thing. Why? Amen. I tell you why. Because Jesus could not have had an earthly father. I don't want to get ahead of myself. He could not have had an earthly father. Amen. Why? Because every man, woman, boy, and girl, amen, that's born into this earth, amen, through the Adamic nature, amen, is born into sin.
Yeah.
That's why when a baby's born, you don't have to teach it how to lie. That's why when a baby's born, he'll dance to bad music. That's why when a baby's born, it's in his very nature to be sinful, amen, to carry that sinful nature of Adam.
Come on.
But oh, glory, Jesus never had that sinful nature of Adam inside of him. Glory to God. How would God send his son made of a woman? Glory to God. Amen. The implication of that statement is that Jesus Christ came into the world without the aid of a human male. Jesus did not have a father. And that fact alone makes his birth unique. That fact alone makes his birth special.
All right.
That fact alone tells us that there's something very unusual. His birth is the very fulfillment of ancient prophecy. Listen to this. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, all the way back in the garden, God pronounced judgment upon them, and the judgment fell upon them, amen, in the very Garden of Eden. And God pronounced judgment that day. Amen. Oh, yes. And this judgment fell upon Adam. It fell upon Eve. And it fell upon all their descendants. Amen. Matter of fact, Romans 5 and 12 said, by one man, sin entered into this world. But he went on to say, but by the second Adam, amen, but by another man, amen, sin was abolished.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as God pronounces his sentence on the human race and upon Satan, he makes a very startling prophecy in Genesis 3 and 15. And he says, I will put enmity between thee and between the woman, and between thy seed and between her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That prophecy says that the seed of the woman will destroy the serpent and its seed. Great God.
Amen.
Had to make a Presbyterian. Amen. Want to kick the back out of his choir room. Glory to God. It was prophesied by the tummy all the way back in Genesis 3 and 15.
Yeah.
That the seed of the woman, amen, will come to pass. The seed of the woman is on his way. Sin had entered into the world of the church, but the seed of the woman, amen, in Galatians 4 and 4, amen, when he said, and the fullness of time had come.
Yeah.
It had been several thousand years. Amen. Men had come and men had gone. Prophecies had come and prophecies had gone. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Great God, I come to tell us, amen, it is the first hint in the Bible that the birth of
the Redeemer would be different in Genesis 3 and 15. And then Isaiah, I read to you, come on the scene several hundred years after this. And Isaiah said, I'm going to give you a sign. Amen. Behold, a virgin, praise God, shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
Yeah.
And when Isaiah speaks of a virgin, he urges the Hebrew word Amma. Amen. This word appears 9 times in the Old Testament. 8 of those 9 times, this word could only apply, amen, to the word virgin. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Glory to God. Amen. We move into the New Testament and we find the angel coming to a man named Joseph. Great God. Listen to this. And Joseph was betrothed to a woman by the name of Mary. I don't have time to get into all this. Amen. But I told you a little bit the other night, a man would ask a woman's hand in marriage. He would go prepare a place and then would get that place ready. He would come back and receive, amen, that woman that he had asked to be his bride.
Right.
Glory to God. So they were already in the betrothal process. Amen. They were already in the place where Joseph had asked Mary to be his bride, be his wife. Amen. But somewhere in the midst of this, amen, the angel comes to Mary and says, Mary, the power of the Most High of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. Amen. And you're going to become a child. And the thing, amen, or I'm sorry, that child, amen, that is begotten in thee shall be of the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in the process of this, Brother George, Mary that comes with child, amen, and it bothers Joseph. And Joseph, amen, the Bible said, amen, was thinking about putting her away privately.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Amen. Joseph was pondering these things in his mind until the angel came to Joseph and said, Joseph, don't worry about these things. Amen. Great God in heaven, you're working yourself up. You're worrying yourself way too hard.
All right.
I need to get Matthew, if I could find it real quick. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, I think's what I'm looking for. If I can find it here. Matthew chapter number 1. Right there near the end of that chapter. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. But while he thought on these things, behold, the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. Fear not, thou son of David. Fear to take thee, wife, thy Mary. Thee, Mary, thy wife. I'll get it. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin, amen, shall be with child. Amen. All the way back in Isaiah. And shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which meaning God with us.
Yeah.
Hey! Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, then as the angel of the Lord said unto his wife, this is very important verses. If you're like me, you're an underliner. And really important words I circle. Amen. I got this one underlined and circled. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him his wife. He took her. Amen. That's a very important word. Circle that word. He took her. Amen. He was about to divorce her. He was about to put her away privately.
Yeah.
He thought, amen, that she had been up to bad news. But the angel of the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him and said, this which be upon her is of the Holy Ghost. And he took her. What does that mean? He married her, and she was still a virgin. I said he married her. Yeah. It's even more important than that. Let's get verse 25. And he knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son. Right. Do you believe the Bible? Yeah. Did you hear that?
Come on.
Not only did he marry her, Brother Earl, but verse 25, he knew her not until that baby was born.
Come on.
I come to tell us, amen, that Jesus was born of a virgin. I said he was born, amen, of a virgin Mary. Glory to God. And it's very important. I said it's very pivotal. Everything that we believe in, amen, stands upon the doctrine of the virgin birth.
Yes. Right. Hallelujah.
Hold on.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to get deeper. She reminded, or she remained, amen, a virgin until after Christ was born.
Yeah.
So there you have it. The Bible is clear that a Redeemer would come into the world through the womb of a virgin. It was prophesied that Joseph was about to put her away. She would have been an object of mockery. She would have been an object of shame. But he took her to be his wife, knowing, amen, that what was conceived of her was of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said, and he knew her not until the child was born. Number two, amen, what was the result of this virgin birth? Glory to God. Hold on. I really wanted to print this out, but I ran out of time. You really need some of this. I can print it out and give it to you later. Amen. Amen. The baby Mary. Amen. This baby was made under the law. The baby Mary gave birth to was no ordinary child. He was ordinary in the sense that he was a baby. He cried. He slept. He hungered. He did everything every other baby did. He wanted mama. Amen. But he said, Dad first. Amen. He was extraordinary in the sense, amen, that his father was God. He was just like every other baby. He hurt. He slept. He hungered. He cried. Amen. But he was extraordinary under the fact that he had a father in heaven. Amen.
All right.
Glory to God. Amen. This baby was and is and will always be the Son of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The phrase made under the law carries the idea of being subject to the law. It simply means that this Son of God was a man like every other man. He was to be obedient to the will of God just like you and I are. This baby, this child, this man was and is God in human flesh.
Yeah.
When Jesus Christ was born into the world, he took upon him the form of a man. Glory to God. John said it like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Amen. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. John said, before there was an earth, Jesus was with the Father. Amen. From the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God. Jesus Christ was with the Father before the world was ever formed. But after God spoke creation into existence, and God made the world out of nothing, Jesus was there by his side during creation. And I'd like to go ahead and tell you this. Jesus Christ was not created.
Come on.
He is the Creator. And if anybody teaches that he was the first creation of God, it's a false doctrine. Don't believe a word of it.
Tell it.
He's not being created. He's the Creator. He was there.
Come on.
When God spoke into nothing and said, let there be light. And there was light. Jesus was there.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right.
When God, amen, separated the land from the sea, Jesus was there from the very start. He is the Creator of everything.
Right. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hold on. I told Brother Tom earlier, he can vouch for me. I said, I got a whole load done low today. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. This phrase, amen, that's what John said about it. So let's see what Paul said about it. In Philippians 2 and 5, let this my
mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. Glory to God. Did you hear that?
Come on.
He became obedient unto death. Brother, I believe with every fiber in me, amen, that all the way down to the Garden of Gethsemane, he could have cried for them legions of angels, and they would have been dispatched at his mercy and at his rescue. But he said, Father, not my will, but let thine be done. It was the will of God from the beginning that Jesus Christ would come into this world as a babe and be raised up the spotless Lamb of God, and he would give his life a ransom for all that would call upon his name. That's why over 2,000 years later, Jason Painter called on his name, and I got saved because of the spotless Lamb of God.
Come on.
I could go and call your name, Tommy Romans, Richard Rice, Adam Copley, Chucks, Sanford. And that's how we got saved, because Jesus Christ laid down his life. Come on.
Ooh.
They never took his life. Roman soldiers, they never took his life.
Oh, come
he
on.
Laid it down. He said, I got the power to lay it down, and I got the power to take it up.
Hey.
I got to tell us,
come on.
He laid his life down because he loved me. He laid it down to make a way of escape.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. You ready for the last half of this?
Thank you, Lord.
The result of the virgin birth is that God became man.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Sure.
Oh, Jesus.
And we can never be saved unless God became man.
Right.
Woo!
Right.
He was born like a man. He lived like a man. He died like a man.
Right.
In the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus exhibits all the signs of being human. He hurt. He was fearful. Everything that bothers you bothered him.
Yeah. True.
Amen. Oh, yes. He had a human body. Woo. Did you hear me? Amen.
All right.
Oh, yes, he had a human soul.
Yeah.
Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, watch with me 1 hour. Amen. He was just like me and you. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said he had a human spirit.
That's right.
This gets deep, church.
Come on.
I'm going to prove it to you. Amen. He had a human spirit. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
Yeah.
And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Amen. He had a spirit within him just like you and I do.
Come on.
Right.
Woo!
Jesus.
Here's what I wanted to give you. I don't have time to get all this, but it's very important. I wish you'd read them later. I'll try to give you copies by next time. He looked like a man. The Samaritan woman looked at him and said he looked like a Jewish man.
Yeah.
Amen. To the Jews, he looked like one of them. To Mary Magdalene, amen. Oh, yeah, he looked like a man. He possessed flesh and blood. He grew. He asked questions. He increased in wisdom. I got verses for all these. He prayed. He was tempted. He hungered. He thirsted. He was weary. He slept. He loved. He had compassion. He angered. He was grieved. He wept. He experienced joy. He was troubled. Amen. His sweat became with great drops of blood. He sweated. He suffered. He bled. He died. And he was buried just like a man.
Right.
Come on. Woo. Praise God.
Yet while he was a man, he was also God.
Also God.
Woo. My.
Jesus.
He was omnipresent. Matthew 18 and 20. Matthew 28 and 20. Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. You'll never get the word God in that.
That's
Yeah. Did you hear me? You'll never run from God. You'll never find a place that you can run to that God ain't. He's omnipresent.
Yes, he is.
Come on.
He's omnipotent. Matthew 28:18. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen.
Yeah.
All power. He's all powerful. Glory to God. He has power over disease. Matthew 4:23. He had power over Satan. Hebrews 2. Amen. And 14. He had power over demons, Matthew 8:16. Power over men, John 17:2. Power over nature, power over sin, power over traditions, over the Sabbath, over the temple. Amen. He had power even over death.
Right.
And lastly, he was omnipotent. Amen. John 16:30. He knew all things.
All things.
Woo! He knew the wickedness of the scribes and the Pharisees. He knew the problems of the disciples. He said, Nathaniel, I seen you when you was under the tree.
Yeah, I knew.
He knew the history of the Samaritan woman. He knew the nature of Judas. Amen. He received worship, Matthew 4:1, from the angels. Look at everybody that worshiped him. The angels worshiped him.
Yeah.
The wise men worshiped him. The leper man worshiped him. The Jewish ruler worshiped him. A heartbroken mother worshiped him. James and John. The maniac at Gadara. Amen. The man that was born blind, Thomas. Amen. Great God. The women at the empty tomb, the disciples worshiped him. Amen. Great God. I said he was man and he was God. He forgives sin. He possesses all authority. He is the source, amen, of life itself. He is the creator, John said. Amen. In 1 and 3 and Colossians 1 and 16 of all things, he is the preserver of all things. He alone can meet all of our needs. Amen. For he can supply all of our needs according to the riches in heaven. Hey, I come to tell us. Amen. He hears and receives our prayers. He is the final judge one day. So the result of this virgin birth, amen, was God became man. Yet he was much as much of God. Hey, listen to this. He was as much of God as if he had never been man, but yet he was as much man as he had never been God.
Yeah.
Hey, I come to tell us, he was the God-man. Hey, amen. So the result is deity and humanity existing together in the person of Jesus Christ without either nature mixing or hindering with the other.
You're right. I call that amazing.
Yeah.
And that is the result of a virgin birth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Had he not been born of a virgin birth, he would have had a sinful nature.
That's it.
Adamic nature.
That's it.
That's right.
That's the reason.
Thirdly, and I'm done. Give me a few minutes. I'm not trying to hold you real long here. So lastly, we got to get the reason. Why? The reasons of this virgin birth. To redeem, amen. Great God. To redeem, amen, them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. I read it to you in my text. Why did God go to this effort to bring his son into the world? Why didn't God use some other great man, such as Paul? Why didn't God use Moses? Why didn't God use the great men of the Bible? Because they had sin in their lives.
Yeah. Come on.
David. David was the greatest king really in the Old Testament. But David was a man of sin.
Yeah.
And he had to be forgiven. Great God in heaven.
Right.
Oh, amen. He did it, amen, the way he did it, because no mere human was qualified to redeem sinners from their sins. When Adam sinned in the garden, he died spiritually. And in the day that thou sin, thou shalt surely die.
Right.
Right.
Adam and Eve was created to live forever, Brother Earl. They were supposed to live forever.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, Lord. It was.
God said, in the day that thou sin, thou shalt surely die.
Yeah.
What did that mean? That means that sin crept in. Amen. And they were vessels that withered away like me and you.
Yep.
We're going to die one day.
Yeah.
Our skin wrinkles. Our hair turns gray. Our hearts get weak.
Right.
Our bodies start deteriorating because of sin.
Yes.
Amen. Hold on here. Amen. And the Lord took And the Lord God took the man and put him out into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And when Adam sinned in the garden, he became a sinner. And then he, amen, reproduced with his wife Eve, and they passed along that sinful spiritual condition to their children. And they in turn passed it on to their children. So that every person that's ever been born in this world since Adam and Eve fell into the same basket of Adam and Eve. Amen. Romans 5 and 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Amen. Great God, I can still remember a Christian, or Sunday school bus kid, saying Romans 3 and 23. Amen. Oh, he'd say Romans, and he'd say it, chee, 20, chee. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten of the Father. Amen. I come to tell us, glory to God, the only way sinful man could ever be delivered from his sin would be the sacrifice of a sinless man. His son, the Lord Jesus Christ, had to be born of a virgin birth, to bleed and die on Calvary's cross as the sinless, spotless Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus did what a sinful man could never do when he died on the cross. Listen, I got a few verses and we're going to get in these altars and pray. And Hebrews 10, starting at verse 11, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. I want you to notice this. The Old Testament way was to offer up animal sacrifice. Amen. But that sacrifice could not take away sin. It was only an atoning. It was only pushing off the inevitable. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me get you this. But this man, after he had offered up one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. And from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. Jesus Christ died one time. His blood was shed one time on Calvary's cross. And it's not like the blood of animals that had to be done every single year. His blood was shed at one time. Amen. Sinful men will never lay their hands on our Savior again. He shed his blood one time, and the Bible said now he's at the right hand of the throne on high. Now he's beside the throne, amen, of God in heaven. Only one time was his blood shed for my sin. Glory to God. And that's why whosoever will can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. The sinless, spotless Lamb of God shed his blood that whosoever should call upon his name shall be saved.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's what God accomplished.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Through the death, amen, of his son Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
So if you don't believe in the virgin birth, then you don't believe in a sinless, spotless Lamb of God.
That's right.
And it has to be for everything we believe in.
Yes.
Praise God. Isaiah 53, you know it well. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by one offense of
one offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one free gift came upon all men into justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners,
right,
so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans said, amen. And Isaiah 53 said, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Jesus paid the price, amen, of sin that I don't have to die.
Praise God.
Right. God sent Jesus into the world. He sent, amen, into the world a man who was sinless and perfect.
Yeah.
1 Peter said 1:2-22. In him who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. 1 John 3:15. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Jesus Christ never sinned.
Right.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he did not die for his sin. He died for our sin.
Yes, he did.
Praise God.
He hath made him to be sin for us, 2 Corinthians 5:21, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes
we
were healed.
Yeah.
Woo. Great God, stand with me in this house tonight. He redeemed us from the curse of sin and from the demands of the law. He purchased us from our slavery and sin and made possible our adoption unto him. Praise God, whereby we can cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that?
Oh, God.
Man had sinned and man was condemned to death. And the only way, church, that we could have a chance, Brother Chuck, at eternal life was through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Pure blood.
Jesus Christ, pure, amen, blood could not have been shed had he not been virgin birth.
Oh, God.
Without the virgin birth, there's no Savior. Without the virgin birth, there's no salvation. Without the virgin birth, there's no Christmas. Amen. There's no reason to celebrate. Amen. If Jesus Christ came into the world just like the rest of us did, then he is no different than you and I are. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Praise God. He is no different than we are. He himself, amen, would be in need of a Savior had he been born like us.
That's it.
True. That he was the Savior born of the virgin birth, of the seed of the woman. Amen. All his claims to be God and to be the Messiah are all just a bunch of lies had he not been born of a virgin birth. Hear me. He claimed to be. He was born of a virgin, just as the Bible said. He was born without sin.
Thank you, Lord.
He lived without sin, and when he died without sin.
Thank God.
Amen.
Glory. Took our place. Jesus.
You can believe the gospel. You can believe the word of God. John 3:16. Amen. Thank God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Aren't you glad of that?
Oh, bless it. Bless
John 6:37, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Or Romans 10:13 said that. John 6:37 said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and in him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
Right.
Lastly, amen, Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession.
Right.
Jesus Christ died, shed his blood, Brother Daniel. Amen. I read it to you a while ago, then he went up to the right hand of the throne on high.
Yes.
Ever liveth to make intercession.
Amen.
For you. That's how we have a chance to be saved. That's why I've got my name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Bless the Lord.
That's why I've got this blessed hope of heaven after this life. Amen. That's why I've got hope that I'm going to lay down this life one of these days.
Yes,
amen. And get to live with God in heaven forever. Why? Because Jesus paid the price.
Yes.
I don't have to die without him.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that?
Oh.
He who knew no sin became sin for me. Amen. Won't you bow your head with me here today, Lord? I thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I understand it was a lot of verses, a lot of scripture, but I felt like God, I'd never dealt with this topic in its entirety. I'd hit and missed on it. But Lord, I believe, amen, in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. I believe, God, that your son, Jesus Christ, was born just like you prophesied in Genesis 3:15, just like you prophesied in Isaiah 7:14, just like you prophesied and you told us after it come to pass in Galatians 4:4. God, I believe, Lord, that your son, Jesus Christ, was born of a virgin birth. Why? Amen. He was born sinless. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. Overshadowed. Mary was overshadowed of the Holy Ghost. And she conceived and bare a son. And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Me being interpreted, God with us.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this church today, these people today. Help us, God, to bear this message and to bear this word. Tell everybody, amen, that I can be saved because I serve, amen, a risen Savior. Amen. A pure, spotless lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. This is very vital, very important. Amen. Doctrine upon which we believe. Everything in this Bible hinges upon the virgin birth of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I appreciate you being here today. Let's gather these altars here for a moment of prayer. Ask God, amen, to let this soak into us. Very, very vital to what we believe and how we believe. Very, very vital. Amen to the church. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the spotless, sinless,
thank you, Lord,
Lamb of God.
Thank you for all the blessed words.